This episode of the Believe in Oregon podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. Basketball fans, it is that time of year again. The NBA is officially back. From opening tip-off to buzzer beaters, Bet Online has you covered with the best odds, the biggest promotions, and live in-game betting on all of your favorite teams. This season, every game matters. Bet Online has every stat, every matchup breakdown, and live odds to bet on during the game. And it's not just the NBA. Bet Online has odds on everything from football, MLB playoffs, NHL, and political props if you're into that sort of thing. Head to the website today to get in on the action with America's most trusted site for online wagering. Bet Online, the game starts here. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the newest episode of the Believe in Oregon podcast. I'm Zachary Neal. He's Jonathan Stewart. Jay Stu, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Just, glad that our Oregon Ducks didn't have to fight anyone this weekend.
It was a relatively easy game against Washington, was it not?
Yeah, it looked like the game we've been waiting for all year.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to get into that in a second because we've definitely been waiting on this. The Ducks have done it. Perfect 12-0 season, just as both of us predicted would happen. They did it with a blowout win over Washington, 49-21. It was 49-14 until about a minute left and a late score. How much fun did you have watching this game?
I mean, you know, it was a good time. Mm-hmm. You know, I think just understanding the fact that this was a game that didn't need to be had, probably made them loose.
Probably, yeah.
You know, and I think I don't know if you saw the highlights of Dan and, you know, the bat, right?
That with was incredible.
Matthew McConaughey. That was incredible. This man's insane.
Brad Pitt.
Was it Brad Pitt? Yes. Yeah.
Inglourious Basterds, one of my favorite movies.
Yep. He's insane.
He's a psychopath. Legitimate psychopath.
Dan
in the best way.
Is a psychopath in the best way, and we're so lucky to have him as the leader of these young men, teaching them how to be competitors, ultimate competitors, finding that dog deep down into their rib. Hey, I need that thing out of you on Saturday. I don't need anything else. I need that thing that's deep down.
Well, and I'm sorry to be crass here, but the balls that it takes to take a Washington, I don't know how they got that Washington helmet, but to take a Washington helmet and at
probably halftime, ordered off of Amazon.
Right. But at halftime to smash it in with a sledgehammer and then to put it out on social media in a video afterwards to say, yeah, we just did that.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
goddamn.
I love the, the behind the scenes footage.
It's so good.
It's so good. Like,
so good.
If you want to learn how to be a good head coach, just watch and learn.
Just how to motivate.
Dan Lanning. Yeah. I mean, I would run through a wall.
I don't know anyone who wouldn't, honestly.
He could almost convince me to do something that's illegal.
I think and he probably could.
I could possibly go to jail for it. Like, I got kids and family. I don't know if I...
I'd at least listen.
Right, I'll do it. If you say I don't get caught, I'll do it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're going to talk about Penn State and the upcoming Big Ten Championship in a little bit, but I want to start here by talking a little bit more about Washington and the regular season as a whole, now that it's behind us. Dan said to us after the game that this was the most complete game that they've played all year. I agree. To me, it feels like this team has been doing one thing that you have been saying all year they need to do. Do you know what that is?
Score in the third quarter.
Yes. They're also peaking at the right time.
Oh, yeah, peaking at the right time.
This team is literally peaking right now, and it's at the perfect time.
It's the perfect time. And you know what? It almost, it's like handle all your business up front, right? You have a bye week to go get rested.
And healthy.
Sit back in a nice little recliner on a Saturday, watch all the teams lose, get upset. And you come out on the other side like, look at us. Number one still. We have our road mapped out for us.
Sitting pretty. National championship.
Sitting real pretty. Oh, we get to play the Huskies? The Fuskies? And we just get to go there and just play? We just get to go outside and play.
Just have fun. Play football.
Just have fun. Play football. And while we're at it, we're going to bring a bat to the field.
Still, incredible. Incredible.
Bryce Betcher with that bat in his hand. Dog. It's just like, I hope he just has, you know what he needs to do?
What's that?
They need to go create one of those like frames where there's like a constant video GIF or something like that plays constantly. I would ask them to create a visual of him with that bat going down the tunnel.
What do you think walls. That felt
ting,
like?
Ting, ting.
What do you think that felt like? Just tapping that on the wall, sitting in the locker room, tapping it while Dan's talking.
I don't know, man. Just like maybe like the Joker or something. You know, just like, oh, I'm about to wreak havoc out here. Got a master plan.
Kill someone. And then they go out and he has maybe the best statistical game of his career: 11 tackles, one sack, I think one forced fumble on senior night against Washington. Incredible.
You can't write that up any better. You can't write that up any better.
A South Eugene kid went to the same high school I went to. Just,
oh yeah,
incredible.
Just making it happen for himself. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure his family's super proud.
I'm sure they are.
All the kids in Eugene are probably wearing 28 jerseys.
Yeah.
But it's not because of me.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, they could recycle those 28 jerseys.
He's making 28 special again, for sure.
That's awesome. All right, well, before we jump ahead into our Big Ten title game and preview Penn State, let's dive into our take and bake, because I need something. I've got something I need to get off my chest. Let me start by saying this. You need to be careful whose opinion you're listening to. I'll start by saying that. There's been a narrative on social media recently over the past couple weeks that started to grow among Oregon fans that you would rather have the number 5 seed than the number 1 seed. Some Oregon fans are claiming that they're much better off losing this game this weekend against Penn State, getting the 5 seed and passing on that first round bye, because then you get a better path to the semifinals by playing worse teams. Stop. Just stop. Yeah. Just be careful who you're listening to. Are you listening to a fan who has never played a snap of competitive football before, claiming that, you know, one extra game against a top 12 ranked team is no big deal? Or are you listening to someone who has experienced the wear and tear of football, whether at the college level, professional level, who knows what they're talking about? I want to find one former player who is caping for this 5 seed over the 1 seed and hear what they have to say. I bet you can't find him, because there's no one out there that knows what the hell they're talking about that's saying this is better. They're saying it's an easier road, but the road is not easier. As it stands now, the college football playoffs, the rankings just came out before we started recording. The 1 seed would get a bye and then a game against either Ohio State or Tennessee, while the 5 seed would get a game against Arizona State and number 4 Boise State. I hear the argument. They're saying, you know, you'd rather play Arizona State and Boise State to get into the semifinals, but you're not living in reality if you think that playing one extra game is the better route. Not when you're playing an established, talented team. This isn't golf, where you're playing a non-contact sport. Injuries happen. Tez Johnson got hurt against Michigan. Jordan Birch got hurt against Maryland. All it takes is one step in the wrong direction and everything changes. You cannot convince me that one more game is the better route. So stop arguing that the Ducks should lose this weekend. You're wrong. It's just the most insane thing that I've ever heard people say. You're wrong. Stop it and rant.
Good job, man.
Thank you. You
made your point.
I hope so. I hope people are listening.
For all you couch potatoes out there eating your potato chips and salsa and drinking Modelo's on Saturdays, it's probably you talking, okay?
Just find me one reputable source.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you are Tennessee or Ohio State, you're basically now looking at, 6 games if you make the championships? Counting this weekend?
No, I think it's 4 more.
Counting this weekend?
Oh, counting this weekend, it's 5 more for Penn State, I believe.
Or Penn State, that's what I meant.
First round, second round, semifinal championship, plus the conference championship. So 5 if you're Penn State.
5, yes. So if I'm you, That's a lot.
That's almost half a season.
That's like, that's basically
so much football.
Welcome to the NFL. Yeah. Okay. But like, instead, it's, you know, meaningful football games with the playoffs and all that, right? So you got to make sure you keep your team healthy, mm-hmm. first and foremost. And Oregon could possibly be the most, could be the healthiest team in the playoffs. We just came off a bye. We just came off a bye and played UW and tossed them around like they ain't belong in the club. And then we basically play this weekend, win, have ourselves another bye. That sounds wonderful.
Incredible.
So that means your guys are going to go into that game saying, I'm throwing my body all the way around. Okay?
I feel like it's September.
Yeah. I'm throwing my body all the way around because I know I got another bye week coming. Okay? So that's the route you want to take. You want the healthiest players playing in December, in January. Nothing else matters, man. Like at this point in the time, you need your dogs to be able to go up there and hit somebody in the mouth and not care or worry about whether it's going to hurt. Okay? Yep. That's all that matters.
I completely agree. Do you have anything for Take and Bake? Anything that's been baking over the weekend for you?
No. I mean, we are who we are. We knew we would be here. And if there's been anything baking, it's just, you know, will we be able to have a complete game? And yes, we did. Okay. Yes, we did. You
finally did. You and I have been in agreement almost the entire year. We both said we were going to go 12-0 in the regular season. I predicted that Oregon would lose to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship. You said they'd be 13-0. So we'll see who was right. And if they lose, I still won't claim it as a victory because I thought it'd be Ohio State. Speaking of the Buckeyes, I mean, I promise we'll get to the Penn State stuff in a little bit. But before we jump in, can we talk about what the hell happened this weekend? Because I still can't believe that we're not playing Ohio State again and that we're actually playing Penn State. What was your reaction like on Saturday? Because I'm assuming you watched that game and how incredible it was.
I mean, you have arguably one of the best receivers in the nation, okay? And for what I know, Chip Kelly is a run-first mentality.
Yeah.
He wants to run the ball. And that's how he starts the pace, right? You know, whether it's different disguises, different motions, different looks, it's all about running the football. And that's what he wanted to establish. You saw it completely, right? You know, when they needed to pass the ball, they just chose to run it. And it's either he didn't have confidence in his quarterback, didn't have confidence in the offensive line to protect the quarterback. There's a lot of things there. You know, when I'm watching these games, I'm asking myself, why are they doing this? And, or why did they lose? And, you know, they lost that game because they didn't choose to pass the ball, you know, in meaningful situations. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. Because if I had that caliber of receiver,
receivers. You got two of the best receivers in the conference with Jeremiah Smith and Amika.
Yeah, but really, Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
That's a guy.
And that's AJ Brown out there as a true freshman, and you're just not getting him the rock.
He's a sturdy target. Okay. Yeah. And if you want to run the ball, that's great. But in this situation, given this back and forth thing that you're doing here with Michigan, who does not deserve to be in the club. Not good. Kudos to that coach, though.
Sure.
He ain't got nobody on his team. He ain't got the quarterback they got.
They were missing two of their best players, too. Colson Loveland, their tight end, and Will Johnson, their star cornerback, out of the game. Still won. Didn't matter.
Yeah, so kudos and hats off to that head coach because he's making it happen. And he basically was able to, you know, put a nightcap on their season and go to bed. But Ohio State's kicker, it's been a week for some kickers now.
Jay Fielding, yeah.
Man, buddy, I hate to say it, but you messed up. You messed up.
What was funny is
it shouldn't have been. It should not have came down to that. Yeah. That's the point. They didn't lose because of the kicker. They lost because of the decision making processes throughout that game.
On the kicker, real quick, what was so funny to me is that in the Oregon game, all the Ohio State fans were like, "Oh, if we had that 1 second on the clock, we would have gotten a field goal off. We would have won." It's like,
man, he would have missed that.
I don't know. That was that would have been a 40-plus yard kick.
That's the reason why they was trying to pass the ball. Exactly. See, they were trying to pass the ball back when they were playing us. But in that situation, that's exactly right. I actually remembered like thinking to myself while I was driving in the car going to the airport because I was there for that game. And I'm watching it on my phone, YouTube TV. And I'm like, oh, they don't believe in their kicker.
Yeah,
they don't want to kick the ball. They need to get closer.
Well, to me, I just think it was so shocking how poor of a game plan this was for Ohio State, because the one thing that you can't do against Michigan, or you kind of let them beat you, is try and run up the middle. Their two best players, their best strength of the team is their interior defensive line. They've got two first round draft picks in Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham on the interior defensive line. And you know what Ohio State doesn't have? A healthy interior offensive line. They just lost their All-American center for the rest of the season. Their offensive line is banged up right now. So why are they trying to run up the middle nonstop? Why are they not getting the ball out to the edges to Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Egbuka? Why are they not passing the ball? I think you said it. They might not trust their quarterback that much. He had two really bad interceptions this game.
And they don't trust the protection.
I think it's both of that, but Chip Kelly is a smart enough guy to scheme something up around outside of guard to guard and kind of get stuff out of the tackles. I was amazed at how poorly executed this game plan was and how poor of a game plan it was to start.
So Ryan Day, is he in or out?
If he doesn't win a championship, man, which is insane that they still can, but I don't think they will, but he's got to make a deep run in this playoff for. All right, Ryan Day, does he want to be in or out?
I mean, if I'm him, he better want to, because if he don't want to right now, then they're going to mess around and have him out anyway.
That looked like a broken and beaten down man after the game. It was almost sad to see, because it's like, man, this
watching
guy does
his,
not have
watching
any.
His players, watching the field just turn to blaze of
just
fire.
Just sitting there just like in a daze. That was insane. Yeah. All right, enough Ohio State talk. Let's finally get into this Big Ten championship talk.
Oh, I want to point out something. Jordan James.
Okay.
God bless that DB that he ran over.
Oh, that was fun. Yeah.
My goodness. I
wish he scored on that play. It would have made it.
Noah Whittington and him this year, they both had runs where it was just one-on-one, man-on-man, and it's me versus you. You better pray to God that you stay up, because they have this ability to really, like, strike a guy. And, like, I ran over some guys in my day, but not very often do you just pound into the face mask of someone and then keep your balance. Mm-hmm. Okay, the contact balance is crazy. That's where I'm getting at. And saw something very similar this weekend with the Carolina Panthers, Bucky Irving going off. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you. That can be our duckling of the week.
He's so good.
He's so good, man. He's going to be amazing. I heard a lot of good things. Talked to Todd Bowles before the game about him, and he had nothing but nice things to say about this kid, man. Showing up before everybody else to the practice facility, leaving last, those types of things. And he's a rookie. Mm-hmm. I mean, the sky's the limit. Sky is the limit. So shout out to you, Bucky. Hate that you had to do that to my Panthers.
We knew it was happening.
You know, it happens. You know?
It happens. All right, let's talk Penn State. This is the first time that these two teams will have met since the 1995 Rose Bowl. I am wearing my Oregon Rose Bowl sweatshirt as a memory of that. It's the first time that they've met as conference foes. According to our sponsor, Bet Online, Oregon is favored by 3.5 points over under 49. Jay Stu, what is your initial thought on this game?
We're going to beat the dog breaks off of Penn State.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay, tell me why.
We're peaking. We're healthy. We're fresh. We just came off of a convincing, confident win over UW, feeling really good about ourselves. We understand what's at stake. We've gone through our bruises. We've gone through our growing pains. I think we are primed and ready to go and defeat Penn State. They don't have enough firepower. Yeah. Period.
I believe that. And that late season bye, I think, really, really helped.
Yeah.
I don't think I feel quite as confident as you do, but I still feel confident about this game. Because everything that Penn State does well, Oregon, in my opinion, does better. I mean, there's this narrative that Penn State is the more physical team. They've got a great pass rush, yes. Really solid running game with two explosive backs and one of the best tight ends in the country. Oregon has that. Check, check, check.
Yeah.
Whose quarterback is better? Give me Dylan Gabriel every day of the week.
Every day.
Whose coach is better? I'll take Dan Lanning.
I'm taking Dan Lanning over a lot of coaches in just the world.
Yeah, almost any coach in the nation right now, I would take Dan Lanning.
Dan Lanning is a top five coach in all of sports.
Oh, wow. We're opening
right now.
All of sports.
All okay. of sports, top five coach of all of sports. Argue with your mama.
My mom couldn't name five. My mom's listening. I'm not going to say that. So, sorry, mom.
My mom.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah, top five. That's a bold statement. I don't have the mental energy to go through that right now, but I'll take your word for it.
Just based off of what a coach is supposed to do, he's been doing it times 10, period.
It's hard to argue with, you know, the record he's got, the motivation he's got. He's definitely up there for sure. Mm-hmm. All that being said, I've got Oregon winning this game. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think this one's still a game in the fourth quarter, but I've got Oregon 27-20. What's your final score prediction?
I'm going to go 35-17.
35-17. Wow, you don't think it's going to be that close?
No.
Okay.
I think I know UW is UW.
Yeah.
But when you possess the confidence after a game where your defense has 10 sacks. 10.
10 sacks.
In one game. Uno. Okay? 10 sacks. That offensive line for Penn State, they having nightmares, baby.
Yeah. One thing to support your point, though, as well, that I'm just looking up right now, who has Penn State played this year? And nobody, outside of Ohio baby. State, who they lost to, they have played nobody. Yep. They beat their best wins right now are Illinois, USC, which they almost lost to, Wisconsin, Washington. Other than that, like Maryland.
What was the score of that Wisconsin game?
28-13. So they played them well. They were at Wisconsin too.
But 13, right? 28-13.
We gave up 13 as well.
We gave up 13, but we was tired and sleepy.
Yeah,
we were trying to go home and take a nap, you know?
Yeah.
It's like staying at the park late night, and you playing pickup basketball all day. And he's like, man, I'm trying to go home, but I ain't trying to lose either.
Yeah, you lost your legs. I think it's going to be a good game. I want to give a little bit of respect to Penn State. That's because I don't feel like I know Penn State that well. I've done some diving into them this year. They've got a really good defense. I'm respecting that defense.
Okay. You don't need to know them. Don't let I'll be the disrespectful one.
Okay.
You keep being respectful. Okay.
That's fine.
All I know is our running back's better than theirs. We have Jordan James. Our quarterback's better than theirs. Our receiver's better than theirs. Our receiver was out for a couple games and has more touchdowns than their leading receiver. Mm-hmm. Our defense is better than theirs. We just better than them. Our coach is better than them. Our mascot's better than them. I actually hope they try to fight our mascot so that way our mascot can beat their mascot up.
That would be funny. All right, let's wrap it up there. I will be in Indianapolis this weekend for the game. I am incredibly excited to get back out on the road for the remainder of the season. So I will be with you guys late on Saturday night. It's going to be really late because that game doesn't kick off till 8 p.m. Eastern. But it should be a good one. Reminder, we've got the early signing period starts tomorrow when this comes out on Wednesday. Should be a very eventful day. We know that Dan Lanning likes to save a lot of fireworks for signing day. There's a couple of five-star recruits that they're hoping to flip. We'll see if they can get it done. Jason, do you got anything to add before we get out of here?
Nope. Hit them in the mouth.
Yeah. We'll see if they can do it. I think they
over
can.
And over.
We'll see if they bring a baseball bat.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they bring here.
I'm always so excited to see like what the motivational tactic is.
Maybe they bring some cat food.
Oh yeah, that'd be good. Kitty litter.
Hey, little kitty, 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 kitty.
That'd be funny. All right, you can check out more of my work at ducksfire.usatoday.com. Follow me at Zachary C. Neal on Twitter. Follow Jay Stu on Twitter at JonathanStuR1. And make sure to check out the Believe in Panthers podcast and the Stu and Crew podcast. For myself, Zach Neal, for my co-host, Jonathan Stewart, we'll talk to you guys next week. Until then, take it easy.